Hey, you guys ready to order?
Since we come in every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock and ordered the same exact thing, and it's now 6:08, I believe your question not only answers itself, but also stands alongside such other nonsensical queries as who let the dogs out and how are they hanging?
Okay, so the usual with extra spit on Sheldon's hamburger. Penny, a moment. Do you have plans this weekend?
Oh, gee, Amy, I'm sorry. I'm actually pretty busy this weekend.
I'll be serving food that was ordered today.
That's too bad. I was hoping you could be my plus one at the Institute of Interdisciplinary Studies Symposium on the impact of current scientific research on societal interactions. The what?
It's an annual science conference. We've all been invited to speak.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, like I said, I have plans.
Shame. Since you're my best friend, I thought it would be a good bonding opportunity.
I'm your best friend?
Don't you read my blog?
Oh, don't feel bad. I never read liners when I used to sleep with him.
Anybody else who would appreciate an all-expense-paid spa weekend at a four-star resort in Big Sur?
No, I'm sorry, what? Sorry, what?
I think her weekend just opened up.
Wait, just to be clear, when you guys say spa, does that mean the same thing as when regular people say it?
Pretty much. Except we keep our shirts on in the sauna.
You know, it is going to be difficult, but I'm going to cancel my plans so I can do this for my bestie.
Please don't touch my breath.
I wasn't going to.
All right, I just want to establish boundaries.
Well, this is great. I haven't had a vacation in ages.
In order to take a vacation, one first has to work.
You know, for a smart guy, you really seem to have a hard time grasping the concept. Don't piss off the people who handle the things you eat.
That does seem to be a valid principle.
I trust Penny will adhere to the official California Restaurant Workers' Solemn Oath of Ethics and Cleanliness.
I don't believe there's any such thing.
You lied to me?
Since nearly 14 million years ago, expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Good morning. If I could have everyone's attention, please. I know we're all eager to get on the road to Big Sur, so if we focus, I'm sure we can get through this orientation in under a half an hour. Then it's just Q&A, quiz, safety drills, pose for commemorative group photo, and we're off.
Don't worry. Just sit next to me during the quiz and you can copy my answers.
Is it Raj? What are you doing? I don't think so. You've had your allotted 6 ounces. The first bathroom break isn't until the Denny's located near Bakersfield, which is approximately 2.5 hours away. Yet remember, people, we're only as strong as our weakest ladder.
Nobody cares about your Kegel exercises.
We have 7 people and 2 cars. In the lead car, driven by Leonard, will be myself, Amy Farrah Fowler, and Penny.
Yes.
He had you in the other car, but I got you upgraded.
Yay.
She made the case that if we break down in the middle of nowhere, your Nebraska backwoods skills and brawny hands will give us the best chance to survive in the wild.
Brawny?
They're bigger than mine.
Red Leader to Red 5, come in. Red Leader to Red 5, come in. Howard, you promised.
Red 5 to Red Leader. What do you want now?
It's 11:15. I'm requesting your quarter hourly location update.
Still right behind you.
Copy that, Red 5. Radio contact is sufficient. No need to extend your middle finger.
So, Amy, I've been wondering, are you and Sheldon going to be sharing a room?
No, we discussed it. We decided we didn't want to jeopardize our relationship by getting to know each other too well.
Indeed, nothing sours a friendship more than over-familiarity with someone's toilet routine.
I can vouch for that.
Hey,
Hey.
Not you, him.
Thanks.
Although yours was an eye-opener.
Don't worry, Penny. You're my plus one. You'll bunk with me. And FYI, travel makes me constipated, so I'm the ideal hotel roommate. Terrific. Are we there yet?
Hope we get there in time to see the keynote address.
Really? You want to see the keynote?
Yeah, it sounds fun. Superbacteria, global apocalypse, or exciting research opportunities?
Actually, I was thinking we could go straight to the room and take a nap.
Really? And miss the keynote?
Well, we can watch it later on C-SPAN. Besides, I was really looking forward to you and me napping together in the hotel.
That's tired. Why don't you just take a nap here in the car?
No, it's not.
Leonard. Hi, Leonard.
Yeah, hi. Listen, I just got a text from Raj. He wanted me to tell you that when Howard says nap, he means sex.
Thank you, Raj.
Are you an element in the Actinoid series?
No.
Amy?
Are you usually radioactive when found in nature?
No.
Are you in the lanthanoid series?
Amy, it's Penny's turn. Penny?
I don't know. Are you food?
That's not apropos. We've already established I'm found on the periodic table.
Well, it's a table, right? I mean, why can't there be food on it?
I knew she wasn't lead car material.
Who elected you, road trip god?
Leonard? It was a late night vote. We were all exhausted, and he was threatening to filibuster. It's not technically road trip god. It's travel supervisor.
Well, the road trip god does have a certain ring to it.
Now, I don't understand why you people just let him bully you like this. Someone should stand up to him. What's he going to do? I can't believe you let him kick me out of the car.
What did we do? He's the travel supervisor.
Don't worry, Penny. This is a better car anyway.
Yeah, the love car.
Should I ask?
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out in the
future. Well, I don't know. All that's true. Because you got me and baby.
I missed you.
You know what? I missed you too.
What is that?
Oh my God, Glenn!
Great to see you.
Are you here for the conference?
Yeah, I'm doing a global warming panel.
Oh, good for you. Glenn is my boyfriend, Howard.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hi. Ow, why?
You're a lucky man. Bernie's a great gal.
Yes. Bernie sure is.
Well, I gotta run. The panel tomorrow morning. It's called Remembering Snow. I'll look back.
I'll try to catch it.
Oh, great. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Bernie?
Yeah?
Please tell me he's your gay cousin.
No, he was one of my professors in college.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Then we went out for a year. Come on, let's check in so we can take that nap.
No, it's not necessarily proportional. Shut up. That green bag is Dr. Cooper's. Here's an extra five. Make him wait. Oh, right to the nap, huh? Okay. So, this Glenn guy, you say you went out with him for like a year.
Do we really need to talk about my old boyfriend now?
No, I guess not. What is he, like 6'4", 6'5"?
6'7".
Probably has a hard time finding a suit that fits.
Is something bothering you?
No, it's just...
What?
I'm just thinking, if you had sex with that guy, I mean, there's nothing I can do here that will make any kind of impact.
George, it's not a contest. I love you. I want to be with you.
Yeah, great. Love you too, but... if it were a contest, I wouldn't have a chance, right?
You can't think that way.
Yep. Loser. I just never figured that a guy like me going out with a girl like you would ever have to compete with a guy like that.
Even a girl like me? What's that mean? Are you saying you don't think I'm hot enough to go out with a guy like Glenn?
No, no, I'm saying exactly the opposite.
I'm too hot to go out with a guy like Glenn?
Yeah, let's go with that.